A visiting snowboarder was injured this morning in an avalanche in Haines. And the search for Haines' next police chief and borough manager has yielded dozens of applicants. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A 29-year-old man was injured in an avalanche while snowboarding with Alaska Heliskiing in Haines on Thursday morning. Alaska state troopers say his injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. Alaska Heliskiing owner Ryan Johnson says Utah resident Bodie Merrill was being dropped off by helicopter around 9:15 a.m. Thursday on the Taquin Ridge when the avalanche occurred.
We were landing on top of a ridgeline, and Bodie was getting out of the helicopter, and the ridgeline had a crack and a failure, and it sent him tumbling for for a slide about 600 or 800 feet down the mountain.
Johnson says Merrill was buried under about 9 feet of snow. He says Alaska Heliskiing personnel were able to uncover and administer first aid to Merrill within 5 minutes of when he fell. They brought him to the Haines Clinic, and he was then medevaced to Juneau's Bartlett Regional Hospital. Johnson says Merrill's injuries appeared to be minor.
He doesn't have any physical ailments. I think he maybe inhaled some snow. And as far as I know, he's just being watched overnight in Juneau for possible like a lung contusion.
Bartlett Regional Hospital spokesperson Jim Strader said Thursday afternoon that Merrill was in stable condition. The search firm hired to find Haines' next police chief and borough manager received 27 applicants for chief and 34 for manager after an aggressive weeks-long campaign. The firm whittled down the applicants to about 10 for each position. KHNS's Jillian Rogers reports.
The wealth of knowledge and experience in the applicants for both borough positions is impressive. There are past police chiefs from large cities, a federal air marshal, and the executive director of a large state of Alaska agency, just to name a few. But along with their work histories and schooling, all the candidates' ambitions and skeletons were unveiled in detailed reports from the headhunters that include anything that might pop up in a background check. The search firm Bryn Mawr Ferstman will narrow down the field again in the coming weeks to between 3 and 5 finalists. Next Tuesday, Richard Ferstman will be in Haines to meet with borough officials, staff, and the Public Safety Commission for an update. Borough Clerk Julie Causey has been working closely with the company. She says she's impressed with the professionalism of the search firm.
I'm sure that they put strong effort into getting as high a caliber of applicant as they could.
Causey says in a perfect world, she'd like to see the next manager stay for 5 or 10 years or longer.
The turnover is just difficult, no matter what position it is, but I think borough manager can be especially challenging.
Ferstman has a 2-year guarantee for both positions, but Causey says it takes at least that long to really get to know the intricacies of the position. Causey herself has had to fill in as acting chief because of turnover in recent years.
There are just so many different things that come along and some things that only happen once a year or even every 2 years. And so you really need to be in a job that's this type of job for a certain length of time to not only understand the job, but to understand the community.
3 manager applicants currently work and live in Alaska. The executive director of the Alaska Public Offices Commission, Paul Dauphiné, and the chief operating officer of REACH in Juneau, Brandon Cullum. Susan Jensen, one of 2 women who applied, is the operations manager of the Bayshore Owners Association in Anchorage. As well, 2 of the applicants that applied for the police chief position are currently in the state. One of them is Haines Police Officer Brayton Long. He's been on duty in Haines for about 6 months and worked as an officer in Skagway for a few years before that. The other Alaskan hopeful is the current Hoonah Police Chief, William Dave McKillican. Acting Chief Josh Dryden says he supports Long as a candidate, but he'll ultimately back whichever applicant is the right fit for Haines. After briefly skimming the top 10 shortlisted applicants, Dryden says he can see a few that definitely don't seem qualified to serve in Haines, but he's looking forward to meeting the final contenders in person to get a better picture. Dryden will have the opportunity to give his input to the Public Safety Commission, which will make a recommendation to interim borough manager Brad Ryan. After Ryan makes his choice, he'll bring it to the Assembly for confirmation. The new manager, however, will be chosen by the Assembly. The reports from Biermeier Firstman are exceptionally detailed, with pages of work history, written evaluations, and personal background information. Firstman says in a letter to the mayor and assembly that he personally interviewed and screened all the shortlisted candidates. Of the 10 police chief hopefuls, 4 have filed for bankruptcy, while a couple of others have been involved in questionable incidents resulting in forced resignations or failed probationary periods from other public safety jobs. One manager applicant filed for bankruptcy, while a couple of others have been involved in civil lawsuits. Interviews for both the police chief and manager candidates are scheduled for May 13th and 14th. Firstman will be in Haines before that on April 19th to go over the current list of candidates. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
Skagway residents have about 2 more weeks of quiet before the cruise ship season begins. The overall number of ships and potential passengers is slightly down compared to last year, but the town of less than 1,000 year-round residents still expects about 800,000 cruise ship tourists. If you add independent travelers to that, the gateway to the Klondike expects nearly 1 million visitors this summer. The tourism rush begins about a week earlier this year. In 2015, the first ship arrived on May 5th, but this year, the 1,000-passenger Crystal Serenity will tie up to the railroad dock April 29th. From then until late September, 29 ships are expected to make 389 port calls. Cody Jennings is Skagway's tourism director.
We dropped from 402 port calls to 389, but what is making up that difference is basically the size of the ships. We're getting a few larger ships in here.
In fact, the largest ship to sail Alaska waters will dock in Skagway for the first time this summer. The Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas carries an average of about 3,200 passengers, but is able to hold more than 4,000 at maximum capacity. Other new ships this year are the Radisson Seven Seas Mariner, the Pinot Yacht Cruises Le Soleil, Holland America's New Amsterdam, and Crystal Cruises Crystal Serenity. Skagway will see much heavier traffic Tuesday through Thursday. Sometimes as many as 5 ships will fill the town's waterfront, with the larger vessels at the railroad, Broadway, and ore terminal docks, and the smaller ones at the ferry dock. Jennings says the outlook for independent travelers is also expected to be similar to last year's numbers. Skagway expects about 125,000 non-cruise ship visitors.
Obviously, we're watching closely to see about the Canadian dollar, see how that impacts us. But to date, we really haven't seen much impact. And then, of course, lower fuel prices, that often helps us for, you know, highway traffic. But then again, the flip side of that is reduced service on the Alaska Marine Highway. So I think that we're expecting really similar numbers as 2015.
One tour business that primarily caters to cruise ship visitors is planning to test the independent traveler market this year. Beyond Skagway Tours offers a range of day trips for cruise ship passengers, but starting in September, they'll offer 3 to 5 day Golden Circle van trips, taking customers from Skagway to Whitehorse to Haines and the scenic places in between.
Because nobody else is doing it that I know of.
Becky Mull owns the tour business. She hopes the Golden Circle Tour will help extend its season past the last ship day.
When you're dealing with the cruise ship people, there's such a huge number of them coming in that it wasn't hard to start the business for cruise ship based, but it's a little harder tapping into this one.
Tourism Director Jennings noted a few other businesses that are expanding or changing this summer. The Pizza Station and Morningwood Hotel are expanding to add more rooms and a new bar. Pescarito's restaurant is changing management and becoming the Mermaid Garden. And Skagway will have a brand new museum, Jeff Smith's Parlor, which opens April 30th. As seasonal workers start to arrive in town and businesses open their doors, Jennings says she's excited to see Skagway come to life this summer. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.